The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I want to go on record and say that I fully believe in aliens and Bigfoot.
Okay. But do you believe the Earth is flat or round?
No, but there was a question in my head of like, wait, we really can see Seattle.
Okay. Do I have to? Is this how we're going to start? Really?
Jillian Pensavalle.
Patrick Hines. Ba-da-da. I like it.
Well, yeah.
Has a roundness to it that I really am drawn to.
You guys, before we get to the episode, don't forget, come see us live June 29th. Jillian, our pride show, is it just for gays?
No! Are people still saying this?
I don't know.
The earth is round and everyone's welcome.
The gays are only marginally welcome. I want the straights. You guys, June 29th, New York City, the day of the show. I'm doing 4 tours in the village. All around the village, we're going to show you all the cool old New York City stuff, the gay stuff, the TV movie stuff. We're going to get quality time during the morning of the Pride show. We're just going to like hang out and be with each other.
And it's Pride weekend, and it's World Pride in New York. So people are going to be out and about in that area of New York City.
It's
going to
be
Saturday.
Amazing.
Yeah, you're going to see things that are not planned on your tour.
It's going to be a morning and then an evening you're never going to forget.
Yeah.
If I have to streak naked through the streets, I'm going to ensure of that.
Well, there only can be so many of you down on Waverly streaking on Pride weekend.
You guys also check out our Patreon. If you want more of Jillian and me and our shenanigans, we have like 81 full bonus episodes on our Patreon
page.
That's
ridiculous.
At the $5 level. You get them all immediately. It's The Staircase, The Jinx, Making a Murderer, Lorena.
Uh-huh.
Did I miss anything?
Season 1 of Serial. Madonna's Truth or Dare.
The list is endless. It just goes on and on.
And then like fun story time where we just like felt like talking.
Right.
And like hanging out and telling like how we became friends. We just threw that up there too.
People ask that all the time. You guys, we told it on the Patreon.
Yeah, and then some people in the comments will be like, oh, you must be new here. It's on the Patreon. Right. I'm like, whoa. Oh my
goodness. You guys, be nice to each other.
Be nice, everyone.
Lastly, you guys, remember we had that contest to win the garbage bell? All you had to do was leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. We are pulling the name at the end of this episode.
Yes.
Get ready. Should we do this?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Girl, tell the people what we're talking about today.
Behind the Curve. It's a documentary about flat earthers. And I watched it a lot of times for you.
I know. I watched it the same amount of times. Tell the people why this is true crime.
It's a crime against science. It's just dangerous. We'll get into why it's dangerous, but it's very, very dangerous to think this way.
First time I ever heard about flat earthers was, I think, when I was in space last. I can't believe I'm talking about this.
I was well-versed in just about every conspiracy you can think of.
Chemtrails. 9/11.
Did you know they made up dinosaurs?
I completely solved the JFK assassination, which I'll share with you at a different day.
And then Mark said that he was a member of the Flat Earth Society. And I said, oh, Mark, what are you on to now?
This is what it is.
Excuse me, anyone ever told you the Earth is flat?
I caught his smile and he wasn't buying it.
Nobody wants to admit that they've been fooled, but it's happened to every one of us.
If you look on Google Trends, it's like a spike.
There's now flat earth dating sites. I mean, we've got songs.
Why is it expanding the way it is?
Right.
And online, you'll see so-called evidence that seems scientific, and you go, huh, maybe they're onto something there.
Science is having a problem combating what we're doing
because they don't know how to address it.
I want to believe this. This doesn't mesh with reality, so don't change my view. Change reality.
Now we're doing an international conference.
It's okay to believe all this is really happening.
At a conference, we want to prove there's no curvature. And if we can do that, it's game over.
Can we get to the point where it's acceptable?
Here's the thing. This movie opens with some guy on the beach telling you, like, this is what you think is happening.
Right, and then describes what's happening.
Uh-huh, like, what is actually happening.
Right, like what NASA, the whole thing.
Right.
You think you are in a globe spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. That globe is spinning around the sun at 60,000 plus miles an hour. That solar system is flying sideways through the galaxy at 500,000 miles an hour. And that galaxy is going through the rest of the universe at millions of miles an hour.
And then he's like, what's really happening?
In reality, You are actually in a giant planetarium slash terrarium slash soundstage slash Hollywood backlot that is so big that you and everyone you know and everyone you've ever known never figured it out.
In a terrarium. This person named Mark Sargent, just ask him, he'll tell you. Or he's wearing a shirt that says, I am Mark Sargent, because bitch loves her attention. He thinks we're all living in the Truman Show. Everything he says is bullshit. Like, right. Whether it's about flat earth or not. Like, he lives with his mom, Patty. And here's the thing. Like, this comes up a little bit. I don't care if you still live with your parents.
Sure.
I don't care about that. But it's weird that he won't say it out loud that they, uh-huh. that he lives with her, because he doesn't want to be like, yes, I'm a flat earther. Yes, I live with my mom, you know?
Yeah. Listen, it'd be one thing if he was home taking care of his mother.
Sure.
He still gets an allowance. He's never not lived in that basement.
All right, so what do we have?
We're having chicken noodle soup, iced applesauce, and some rolls.
Homemade rolls?
Homemade rolls and homemade jam. He's spoiled.
I don't deserve you.
Okay, here we go.
So we're on the beach with Mark, right? And he's saying to us, like, you guys, science is so dumb. They don't even question our brilliance. And for example, that over there is Seattle. We should not be able to see that. And he draws the curvature of the Earth.
He says curvature of the Earth.
I know.
So many times.
You know what I'm going to say?
What?
Curvature of the Earth. That's my drag name.
There she is. How long did it take this time? Pretty early.
The reason why we're winning versus science, against science, is science just throws math at us. Whereas we go and say, hey, by the way, there's Seattle. You can see it right now with your camera. That's it. A picture says 1,000 words.
He's like, science just throws math at us. I'm like, it sure does, girl. Yes, it does. It absolutely does. That's right. Yes, that's what it does. Uh-huh. What's
that's
the problem?
Why he also has this moment where he's holding a globe and he's like, why do you think this is what the world looks like?
He goes, what do you have, a spaceship? And I'm like, yes! Actually, yeah!
I know.
And he even says, he's like, look, I love me some conspiracy theories. Like, he admits that he's a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
I was well-versed in just about every conspiracy you can think of. I had heard about every conspiracy. Flat Earth was the last book on the shelf, but when you get bored enough with normal conspiracies, you're looking for something new. There was a certain novelty to it.
They do this great animation about, like, all the other conspiracy theories he was obsessed with.
I love the animation in this movie.
Listen, one is about the Denver airport.
Did you give it a goog? I didn't give it a goog, but it totally caught my eye this morning.
So I looked it up. Apparently, they spent way more money on the Denver airport than it should have cost to make.
Uh-huh.
And there's all these different ideas about, like, there's, like, a whole underground bunker where things are going on. And that, like, the Illuminati was involved in it. It's weird. I don't know why the Denver airport is so conspiratorial.
I don't either. I'm worried for you with how excited you are talking about it.
I love this stuff so much.
I hear it. And I could see it's a little...
I know. It's a little Mark Sargent-y.
It is. And I didn't want to say it. It took the words out of my mouth. I was like, I can't be mean. So then, like, he becomes a flat earther because he's looking for the latest conspiracy theory to be involved in.
Yeah.
Then he's like, well, you know how everyone comes to flat earth. They try to debunk it. And then they realize they can't. It's like, that's not true.
Right.
So then he makes this series of videos on YouTube called Flat Earth Clues. He has 22 of them.
I know. Have you ever gotten lost in a YouTube vortex of, like, the 10 weirdest disappearances that have no
answer? I'm human, aren't I?
If I found Mark Sargent's videos at 2 in the morning before this documentary came out, I'd be like, maybe the Earth is flat.
Patrick? Well, he's very easy to find because he has that fake verified check.
Right.
He just puts the green emoji check in all of his videos, which makes me crazy for some reason. I get irrationally bothered by that, and I shouldn't care about any of this at all. But it makes me like, how dare you? YouTube, someone call Lady YouTube and tell her what this person's doing. He's lying.
So his big thing, the big thing that sort of like made me put the movie on pause for the 15th time and give another goog was like his first video about how there are no direct flights from anywhere in the Southern Hemisphere. And he pulls up this live flight map, which apparently is a thing that exists.
Sure.
You can, like, watch actual flights in real time.
And there's so many of them.
So I spend day after day looking at the Plane Finder global map. I need to watch a few as they cross either the South Pacific or Indian Oceans. For the first 30, 45 days, I was just holding my breath. I wait for an ocean plane. And I wait. And I wait. And I wait some more. Hours pass. Days pass, and no red planes to entertain me.
in the video that he made, you're like staring at it, and there really are no airplanes over the South Pacific or the Indian Ocean.
The magic of editing, my dear friend. So then we start meeting all of these people on the other side.
Like the real scientists.
Yes, yes. The first one we meet is Hannelore Gerling Dunsmore.
Okay, hang on. We got to take a pause here for a second because I was super grumpy the first time I watched this when
you
I took
were
my notes.
Grumpiest grumpy cat pants.
I was super grumpy and I saw her name and I was like, what the fuck name is this?
Yeah.
What the hell kind of Harry Potter bullshit? I was not in the mood for her name. I can't even, what is it?
Hannelore Gerling Dunsmore, first of her name, protector of science. Not here for your shit.
I first heard of people thinking that the Earth was flat, you know, in elementary school, but in the context of history. I think it was in the last couple years that I heard that people are still believing this and making a lot of videos on it. So I started watching them because I was curious, and it's something.
She's horrified by this.
she is horrified, but at the same time, she's like only taking it so seriously.
Right. She's like, wait, what? Because what she does is she goes to that flight tracker website. Right. She like watches the video that Mark Sargent made with the flight tracker, then goes to it and she's like, First of all, there are 1,500 planes on her screen and two on Mark's screen. And she's like, well, hey, and she's like doing this, hey, buddy, where are you going? Going to the Southern Hemisphere? How interesting. Cool.
Yeah, what's this guy doing? Seems to be going south. Where are you going, buddy? Where are you going, friend? Yeah, where's that coming from, if not the Southern Hemisphere? This is a very easy test to perform.
But that's the thing. Like, she's not getting enraged about it.
Correct.
And all of these people are. Like, we meet these doctors of psychiatry and war physicists, and then Tim Urban, the adorable science writer.
You guys, this Tim Urban is going to get a lot of airtime from us because he's so cute.
And they all come at this with, like, this fascination and compassion and kind of like, they're not mean about it. They don't call them stupid idiots. They're just like, these people are missing something in their lives. They're hanging on to the flat Earth thing. And let me tell you why it's dangerous.
Right. And these scientists are much nicer than they need to be. So now, all of a sudden, we start hearing a little pip, pip, pop of a ping pong ball being hit off a mallet. This kid is doing this while at the same time reciting the states of the United States in alphabetical order.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine.
And then he does the periodic table of elements.
Right.
Which is like, so do you believe in science or not?
Titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc.
His name is Nathan Thompson. He's very problematic.
You guys, they call him the evangelist.
Right.
He, all just out of nowhere, he's telling us about how he started doing like a brain power program 5 years ago.
About 14 months ago, my brain coach, Michael Lavery, said, Nathan, you got to look into flat Earth. And then the more I researched it, and then I found out that it's actually the biblical cosmology is a geocentric cosmology. Then I realized why they're hiding the truth. It's because they don't want anyone to know anything. They want people dumb, blind, deaf to the truth, so they can inject you with their vaccines and their public schooling and this heliocentric model, which is basically forced sun worship.
He is so horrifying to me. I just like disagree with everything he stands for.
Yeah.
And he personally offends me.
You can just tell within 1 second of looking at him that he's incredibly aggressive.
It's super antagonistic. Well, and then he brags about that. He's like, I got kicked out of like 1,000 Facebook groups.
Yeah. They show us a camera phone video of him accosting a NASA employee
at Starbucks.
So I actually ran into a NASA employee at Starbucks, asked him why NASA means deceive in Hebrew. Technically, it's the word Nashah, but it sounds so similar.
You hate Americans? Is that it?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
How the hell did you get that?
Well, I just got kicked out of Starbucks for asking NASA employee questions.
And he also has a whole speech about how, like, the trans movement is all part of this, turning men into women and women into men. And this is where you realize how problematic this is. It's like, this would be fine and adorable if they were, like, nice kids in a basement somewhere being weird, smelling gross.
Right.
Eating, like, shit bad food.
Funyuns.
100% Funyuns.
Funyuns and Mountain Dew.
100%!
Yeah.
And they were just, like, talking about flat Earth. Fine. But right. when all of a sudden, now they're wrapping it into anti-vaccine, they're talking about the trans community, this is where you're like, oh, this shit is actually dangerous and we can't allow this.
Right, because our scientist friends are like, it doesn't stop at Flat Earth.
Right.
Because if you believe that conspiracy, you also have to believe so many others to make that one work.
Right.
But, like, this is a person who, like, nobody is safe. Uh-huh. If you're on the street, uh-huh. then he's going to talk to you, and, like, that's his right.
Right.
That's how he feels.
He's, like, proselytizing.
Right.
Excuse me. Can I ask you a question? Anyone ever told you the Earth is flat? What? I just feel like I have an obligation to tell people you don't live on a spinning ball. I've been telling them for years you didn't come from monkeys. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I run the largest flat Earth group in the world. We're actually filming a documentary about it, so that's how it's done right there.
I honestly could not get over the fact that this kid thinks this documentary is about him.
Of course he does.
It's unbelievable.
And the thing is, like, this is the beginning of the shade.
Yeah, one of my other favorite moments.
Because he's like, look, we don't all wear tinfoil hats and, like, live in our mom's basement, okay?
Right.
Cut to Mark Sargent.
It just cuts to Mark sitting in his mother's house, and it's just like, oh my God, you guys. Mark Sargent says at some point,
a lot of people realize that if you're a flat earther, you can only date flat earthers once you get into it, because it's too much of a paradigm shift. So there's now flat earth dating sites popping up.
But they're not dating sites, they're Facebook groups.
You guys, there's none of these guys are going on dates. None
no.
of them. None
no,
of
no.
them.
No.
None of these guys are going on dates.
Nope. Not even Mark Sargent.
No.
Especially not Mark Sargent. We'll get to that.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Okay, we meet Patricia Steele.
Look.
First of all, she looks very cool. She looks like she lives in a cool house. She's got, like, red hair. She's sitting in front of, like, a microphone. She's got a jukebox in the corner.
At first, you think, like, is she just a normal, cool person
uh-huh.
who's on our side of
right.
all
is she going to be, like, the voice of reason in all of this?
No.
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 And she's, like, showing us around her house. And this woman's she's a character.
Oh, my gosh, I love Kat. I don't know why I love them so much. They're beautiful and delicate and selective. I have a bunch of conspiracy books, a little vegan section. I have some books that are written by flat earthers, actually. Le Flat Earth. It's all the varying memes about flat earth.
You guys, I don't want to talk about someone's looks like
that. And not that it matters. She's pretty. She's attractive.
Right. But it's hard for me to hear someone not believe in science.
Uh-huh.
But so obviously have a plastic surgeon.
Right.
And I just don't understand, like, you can't just, the reason I'm saying it is, like, these people just pick and choose what they want.
Yeah.
What they want to believe of this conspiracy. And that's like, wait, it's like, if you're going to do it, then do it.
But that's how this shit works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The other thing that I'm curious about her, because she drives a Mercedes, she's got a really nice house. What is her job?
Is she monetizing those YouTube videos?
She doesn't have that many subscribers. And also, like, Mark Sargent, what's his job? That weird guy, Nathan, with the ping pongs? And, like, the aggression?
Uh-huh.
What's his job? Does he make appearance fees? I don't know.
If I have to live in a round world where Mark Sargent is being paid to talk about this shit, I can't.
I know.
I won't do it. So Patricia Steer has this like, successful, air quotes,
yeah.
YouTube series called Flat Earth and Other Hot Potatoes.
And whatever, her and Mark become friends because Mark is, like, a well-known person in this world, and she gets him on her show and they become friends. And then all of a sudden we're like, there's, like, some weird romantic spark that we have to hear about for 5 minutes?
Well, no. Mark is in love with her.
Right.
She's his ideal woman because she's pretty and likes flat earth.
Right.
She, I'm sorry, really likes the attention.
Uh-huh.
And she says some things leading him on in this where I'm just like, you know that he's, like, literally drooling over you right now. I could see the drool in his mouth.
Yeah. Here's my other thing. I think Patricia's kind of a cool person. Like, I mean, I think that, again, if I met her at a bar and I didn't know that she was into flat earth, I would totally be friends with her.
She doesn't believe the Boston bombing happened because she didn't see it with her real eyes.
I know.
You still want to hang out with her? she doesn't believe it. Like, that's so dangerous.
I know.
But here's an example of how she's leading him on totally.
Yeah.
In front of everybody. Because they're doing this, like, YouTube thing where it's, like, a live video or whatever that they're doing. And she's reading all the comments.
Oh, yeah.
And she reads this comment where someone's like,
Bro Sanchez says, y'all make a good couple. Quit playing. LOL.
No. Look, there's a reason why we've done the show as many times as we have.
Exactly. We are a couple of friends.
We are a couple of friends. And you could just hear, like, the heart breaking. Like,
but,
Patricia.
You know, she did her due diligence. Like, she literally went to Seattle to, like, spend time with him.
She calls it a go-see.
I know. Listen, I get it. Do it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all about that. She was at one point talking about buying a house in Seattle to be near him. And I think she got there, saw the mom's basement, and was like,
Yeah. In her Mercedes rental. Even when she rents cars, it's a Mercedes. But then there's this story where, like, I agree with you. If you have a spark online, you have to see if it works in person. A zillion percent.
Yeah.
But then there's this thing where, like, she didn't move to Seattle because she moved to London with some other guy for 1 year. And she's like, I ignored many red flags. I was like, oh, so you don't know what reality is even
right.
in your relationship.
I also love that she, like, sent her cats all the way to the UK and then had to send the cats back. And Mark is very concerned about how much that costs.
How much it costs to transfer cats to another country? A lot. I know you love cats, but get different cats.
And I'm like, so now you're, like, into animal abandonment, too? Where does it end? God, this guy sucks.
So this is where we're back to the scientists. And this is where we learn about imposter syndrome and the difference between imposter syndrome and what I'm calling the Kerrigan-Harding effect.
It's really Dunning-Kruger, if you guys want to give it a goog. It's fascinating. It's fascinating.
But I have it.
The Dunning-Kruger effect is a psychological finding that people who don't have knowledge or expertise about something tend to have a false confidence that they are in fact very knowledgeable about something. If you get online, you'll see pages and pages of so-called evidence that seems scientific, right? Here's an equation, here's a diagram, and you go, maybe they're onto something there. Then I feel like that's just as good as an opinion of a physicist. Or a consensus of, 20 physicists.
The Dunning-Kruger effect is 100% me.
I know.
I'm never going to, like, join a group or, like, tell my child about it. But, like, I am that guy who will watch, like, 3 YouTube videos on something at 2 in the morning and be like, oh, that's definitely what happened.
And then tell everyone about it for the next week. And then you'll forget about it and go on to something else.
Right. I'm not going to, like, make a podcast about it.
Right. Like, and even at the very beginning, we see Scott Kelly, who's an actual astronaut who, like, goes up into space
regularly. Oh, yeah.
And he's like, the first time I heard about flat Earth, I was in space.
Right.
And it's like, and then he goes, I can't even believe I'm saying this.
Right.
Like, you can, YouTube videos aside, it's just like, the dude was in space.
Right.
Staring at the globe of the Earth, right. Hearing about people, like, telling him what is right in front of his eyes is not true. Like, they're gaslighting you.
So now we meet this guy, Bob, I don't know how to say his last name. Knodel. No, how do you say?
Knodel.
Is it a silent K?
I think it might be. I don't think it's Knodel.
I work for Denver International Airport as a consultant. I work for several of the city governments. I'm a forensic consultant for the Denver Police Department. I do the town of Lyman's entire IT.
Like, a forensic consultant? Like, that, what are you saying?
But he calls himself a scientist because he and this other guy have this, like, what they're calling this group of scientists that have come together to perform experiments to, like, disprove the round Earth theory.
Right.
And then apparently there's all this infighting in the world of flat Earth about whether there's a dome over the Earth or not.
Right. So, like, they think that the sun and the moon are just, like big Hollywood lights.
I know. My thing is that this is so provable. Get on a boat, go to the edge of the dome.
Right.
And show it to me.
Well, they'll always have a reason. No, see, you can't.
Right.
Because they've made it so that there's always a stupid, ridiculous, like, funny you should ask. I knew you were going to ask that. And they can't. And here's why. And it's like, what are you saying?
Just go find the dome. Okay, so now we meet this guy, Matt Boylan.
Who goes by Math Powerland?
You know what I'm going to say.
Don't say it, Patrick,
I think he's
please.
So cute. He's just this, like, really angry blonde guy. And apparently he was, like, the first person to ever suggest that the Earth was flat.
Says him.
I stumbled across a video by Matt Boylan, and he was a contract artist for NASA.
I guess this is a photo of the Hubble telescope taking a picture of itself. Unbelievable.
And at a high-level NASA party out in the Hamptons, they told him the GPS system doesn't work
out in Antarctica because the world's flat.
And my superior had quite a weird smirk on his face. He was watching me to see how I would take all this.
This guy is so full of shit.
Yeah.
And it's very scary and it's very sad. This person hears voices in his head, I'm sure of it.
Yes.
He has these delusions of horror. Like, he is not well.
And he's absolutely full of rage.
He is so mad. So he's so mad.
Mark is talking. Yeah, and he's mad because Mark is more famous in the flat earth world than he is.
Right, but he won't say that. So what he's saying is that Mark Sargent is like a CIA operative government agent.
Mark Sargent is what I always thought. He's been sent in kind of an intelligence fashion, working with Hollywood. But Mark Sargent's not Mark Sargent. It's Warner Brothers, you idiots. And I told you, Warner Brothers has a deal with the Pentagon, the CIA.
You idiots! And I'm like, oh my God. Now, here's the thing. I need to talk to you about this person.
Okay.
Behind him. Who is that woman texting behind him at like the craft store? First of all, it looks like he's in an abandoned warehouse.
Right, yes.
And it has one of those like single light bulbs on a string. Yes. Like, it's so creepy and weird. And she's standing there and she's behind him texting with her head down and she's wearing like a baseball cap.
Yep.
And she's near just like a bunch of like half empty glasses of wine.
Yeah.
And all this, and she's directly behind him and she doesn't look up and he's screaming at the top of his lungs about Warner Brothers and calling his own YouTube viewers idiots.
I know.
And she is just walking around texting. She comes back. I can't. She's the babushka lady to me.
Also, you guys, the filmmakers obviously asked him to be in the movie.
Oh, of course.
He had some terms.
Yeah, you want to go term for term? Because we both wrote it all down, right?
Yeah, this was on-screen text, you guys.
Yeah. He wanted $5,000.
12% of all the profits.
Creative control.
He wanted to be featured in 25 to 50% of the film.
And he wanted the filmmakers to support his unverified claim that Mark Sargent is secretly a Warner Brothers executive using an alias.
And then the more shade from the filmmakers is just like a title card that comes up that says, we were unable to meet his demands.
Hero Bell.
So we're back to Patricia Steer.
Oh, this is one of my favorite twists. She is also like a victim of conspiracy theories.
Exactly.
Within the community. And also, I'm saying this not as a joke, it's mostly because she's a woman.
100%.
These insecure men cannot handle the fact that like a pretty determined, very capable, smart, successful woman in this field, if you even want to call it that, is here.
Right.
It started off with me being called a shill. As if I'm doing this for money. And then I was called a flat earth honeypot to bring men into flat earth and then steer them the wrong way because my last name is Steer.
She's like, because my last name is Steer. Isn't that ridiculous? I'm like, almost as ridiculous as all of your conspiracy bullshit.
But then she says that the most recent one is that people are saying that she's transgender, which is honestly just transphobic. Like, it's so stupid. It's just transphobia.
Yeah, it's meant to be a negative thing.
Right,
it's so
right,
stupid.
Right. Exactly. And she has this one moment of clarity where she's like,
anybody can believe whatever they want to believe about me, but I wonder if in their hearts, people who do that know they're lying. Or are they so conspiratorial that they actually believe it? Then it makes me worry about maybe things I believe in. Am I like another version of them? But I know I'm not.
I was like, ma'am,
I know.
Do you hear yourself?
I know.
Do you hear yourself? She's like, oh, you know, they say I'm a reptilian and they can see my eyes shapeshift.
You know, I actually looked straight at her eyes when she said
I know, me too. And I was like, what was that? What was that flicker? And she's like, you know, I've shown people my birth certificate because they think Patricia, the last letters are CIA, so she's working for the CIA. And she's like, all of this is provable. And I'm like, just like how the earth is round. I cannot believe she's saying this.
I know. I want to know how she became a flat earther.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know, like, what's her, I'm way more interested in her than Mark. What's her backstory?
Yeah.
So now we meet this guy, Jerron Campanella.
Yeah, he's known as the experimenter. He's another YouTuber.
So remember the guy who like claimed to be a scientist?
Yeah,
the guy
not Knodel. Not Knodel.
Right. Yeah. So he and this guy started a show together called Globe Busters. And basically the whole point of their show is to like conduct experiments to prove that the earth is flat. Which, by the way, you guys, spoiler alert, never works. Every time they completely prove the opposite thing. And so these two guys are I'm trying so hard to not call them idiots because I'm sure they're very nice.
I know.
But these two guys, Bob Knodel and this other guy. They're saying if the Earth is actually a globe that rotates on an axis as quickly as science says that it does, using a piece of equipment, we should be able to detect a 15-degree turn every hour.
Right. So they're using a laser to do this.
A gyroscope, you guys.
Right. And Tim Urban, again, I told you guys he was going to get a lot of airtime, and he does.
He's the little cute little journalist who'd be like the best Bach in the national tour of Wicked.
Yeah, and he's like, I could watch this for hours. Like, I know. He's fascinated by this. And he sits there, so he hears about this experiment, and he sits there, and we see him do the math in his head.
That's a cool experiment, actually, just in general. It's interesting. So I'm trying to think if there's a laser is just going straight. They're in trouble here.
These two flat earthers have the correct math, and they have the actual piece of equipment to prove it. So one of two things is going to happen. They're going to do this experiment, and we're not going to see this 15-degree turn, and then they're going to be right, the Earth is flat.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to do this experiment, we're going to see that 50-degree turn, and they're going to be wrong, the Earth is round and is rotating. They go out and they do the test. They are convinced that they're not going to see this 15-degree turn. They open the little can, and they're like, oh.
Oh.
We found that we were picking up a drift. A 15-degree-per-hour drift. Now, obviously we were taken aback by that. Wow, that's kind of a problem, right?
And so what we get here is this whole idea of confirmation bias, that if you believe something, all you're going to do is find the evidence that supports the thing that you believe.
Right.
So even though they just proved the Earth is round, they're going to like completely discount that, and they're going to go find the evidence to back up their stupid belief. But the best part about this is we see this guy, Knodel.
Mm-hmm.
We see him at a bar at like a meetup.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he doesn't know that he's Mike.
This is crazy.
I know. I don't know if he doesn't. I don't know what he's speaking freely with this guy about, yeah, these results are not good for us.
We want to have proof there's no curvature. And if we can do that, it's game over. But the rotation is not looking good at this point.
That's weird.
We don't want to blow this,
Right, right.
We've got $20,000 in this freaking gyro. But yeah, if we dumped what we found right now, we would be, it'd be bad. So what I just told you is confidential.
Okay, I'm all saying.
And he's like, that's confidential information.
Don't tell anyone.
Meanwhile, the camera's like, zoom, zoom, zoom. Like, what?
I know. It's so fucking weird.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
So now we're back to Mark and Patricia, and he's now in Houston. Like, they're hanging out, like, watching movies and popcorn in the dark.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, Patricia,
I know.
You need to stop this.
I know.
What they do is they have this little fun date night thing they do where they go to science museums and live stream it and make fun of it all.
You guys, this is maybe my favorite part of the whole movie.
This is my favorite shade part for sure.
So they're going to the Dallas Space Center and they're going to do a live stream. The thing about it too is that like Mark nor Patricia are mean-spirited people. They're not good at being shady and mean and nasty. So they're going to like do this live stream where they're going to be making fun of it, but they're just like not good at it because they don't really know how to like pull that off.
Right, and they're also just so wrong. Like, they just sound like these know-it-alls, but they don't know anything.
They don't know any of the science. So rather than getting in there and like reading stuff and then making fun of the science, all they're doing is trying to walk around and find equipment that isn't working.
Right.
So they find this simulator, and Mark goes and sits down in this simulator,
right.
And he's like, on the screen, it's like giving him directions.
It's like the screen above him. So he's like leaning back, like
yeah.
He's like in the spaceship that he doesn't think exists.
Right.
And he's like pressing up on the screen in front of him.
Right.
Like right above him.
Which is what he thinks the screen is telling him to do. And then he's just like, he gets a little frustrated. Then he starts making fun of like how it doesn't work and how it's broken and how like ridiculous it all is.
Start.
Yeah. So this isn't working.
It's not even working.
So there's a broken watch on one of the astronauts. There's this broken.
Yeah, this is broken. The Orion simulator is broken.
It costs about $30 to get in per person, give or take. Everything is run down.
Everything's worn.
Everything is kind of broken.
Patricia's like, it's dirty in here. Nothing works. Whatever. The two of them walk away.
Oh, my God. The camera pans over right next to where Mark was sitting with this big green flashing button
right. That
says start.
Right. They were saying, push the button. That's right next to you. And he was just hitting the screen. And you hear it. He's like, it's not working. This is such trash, isn't it? And meanwhile, as they walk away, you can like hear them in the distance making fun of it. And we just hang on this start button for a good like 15 seconds, it feels. And I was just like, this is my, give them all the awards. Why don't they have a Pulitzer Prize for this? This is amazing.
But it's also like, where is the Catherine O'Hara, Eugene Levy parody of this?
Oh, where is it? And Schitt's Creek is ending.
I know.
Which
we need
is
it.
Heartbreaking, but now they're free.
Now we have this like conversation with Patricia and Mark where the filmmaker asked them essentially, are you guys celebrities? And Patricia, cool as a cucumber, is like, no, we're not celebrities. We're just people who do this thing that we really believe in. And then Mark gives his answer.
But his like response to her response.
He's like laughing at her.
Is so obnoxious.
Yeah.
I don't think that we're celebrities. I think that people who are looking into Flat Earth want to get away from that culture.
No, it's good. No, it's a safe answer. I'm going to take it a little different direction. I don't think I'm a celebrity, but yet when I go do public functions, I run into people that do the deer in the headlights. She's just staring at me. And I go, what? She goes, you're Mark Sargent. I go, yeah. She goes, I didn't know.
That kind of tells me everything I need to know about this guy.
He cares so much about being recognized that he wears a t-shirt with his own goddamn name on it.
Right. And he says these things where it's like, dude, it's just not, that's not true.
Right.
Like, he's just like, you know, I go into chat rooms and they're like, oh my God, Mark Sargent's here. And I'm like, all right, everyone, just be cool.
I know.
No one gives a fuck.
No.
You're in a chat room about Flat Earth. Like,
And then this whole thing ends with his trip is ending and he's just like staring at her like a puppy dog. Like, I don't want to go. It's very sad.
And then she's like, yeah, well, we're a couple of friends. And then he looks, I don't know if you caught this. Mark just like meets eyes with the camera and then looks away and he's so dejected. It's horrible.
Mark.
People, please don't lead other people on when you know they're in love with you. It's not a nice thing to do.
So remember, this was like in 2016, I think it was. There was like that big eclipse.
Yes.
And there was like places on the planet where you could like go and really see the eclipse.
And people planned it for years
because
the math told us when it was going to happen because science. So people were camping out and going to Portland or wherever it is for these big fields and like buying all these tickets. It was a really, really, really big deal.
It was a huge deal. And Mark is saying like, well, where we live in Seattle or whatever, we can see 93% of it.
To get that extra 7%, we got to drive 3 hours and face a mob of Woodstock proportions. Is that worth it? No, not in my opinion, but we're going to be representing and putting the focus. All we have to do is get the attention of people.
I don't know why he needs to see this eclipse, but in his brain, he's looking up at the dome and they're like, you know, Hollywood is going to be moving a dark object in front of the light that we all think is the sun.
Right.
So Mark goes to wherever all these people are flocking to see this eclipse.
And the look on his face, this is when it's like, girl, you don't fully believe it.
Right.
There's that voice because it is so, like, majestic.
Yeah, the eclipse happens and it's unbelievable. Even watching it on video, it's unbelievable to watch.
And his face, he's in awe of it.
Yeah.
Here it comes. Totally worth it. Worth it. Worth every second of it. So glad I'm there.
He was there. And he went because he was interested.
Of course.
There's a part of him that wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Because it's an amazing thing that happened in this crazy world. Look, when I was a kid, I used to be like, am I going to get dizzy? Like, is the earth going to slow down one day and I'll feel it? And
right.
Like, it's crazy to me how it all works.
Yeah.
But I believe it because it's true.
In that beginning part where he's talking about, like, how quickly the earth is spinning in this galaxy, in this universe. Like, you guys, right now. You guys, right now.
Right this minute.
We are hurtling through space.
It's amazing.
We are going 10 billion miles an hour, all of us.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy and true.
Patrick just discovered science, you guys.
Yeah. Hero Bell, welcome. It's fun here.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's.
Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
You guys, just real quickly, we're in Pasadena, California, and there's like a Flat Earth meetup that Mark like goes because he wants to be a celebrity.
Right.
And it's this weird part of the movie where at the same time down the block, there's like a weekly meetup of astrophysicists at this bar.
With our friend Hannelore. She's there.
Hannelore's there. It's like this young, they're like young, cool, hip astrophysicists or whatever. And, you know, each week, I guess like a couple get up to give a speech, and this one guy gives up to give a speech, and he's talking about, let's talk about Flat Earth for a minute, since these weirdos are down the street having their meetup.
Right.
And he's saying, look, it doesn't serve us to call them stupid. It doesn't serve us to call them idiots.
Flat Earthers, anti-vaxxers, when we leave people behind, we leave bright minds to mutate and stagnate. These folks are potential scientists gone completely wrong. Their natural inquisitive and rejection of norms could be beneficial to science if they were more scientifically literate. So every Flat Earther shouldn't be held with the contempt, but serve as a reminder of a scientist that could have been, someone that fell through the cracks. And we as ambassadors of science are called upon to do more, right?
These are people who really, some of them, like I would say Mark and I would say Patricia, care about science. They're interested in science. They are just misguided.
Right.
And I thought that was kind of cool. I was a little bit like, why are you apologizing for them? But
I don't think he's apologizing. I think he's saying, like, we're not going to get anywhere with these people if we come at it in a combative way. And they're like, here's how, it's like you get more bees with honey kind of thing.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Just be nice and listen, maybe.
Exactly.
Because we end up at this Flat Earth conference.
So this is what
it's
the
like
whole
convention.
Yeah, the whole thing, that hot blonde guy who's like completely mentally unstable,
Math.
Not welcome.
How is your name Math? How was your like moniker Math, but you don't believe in it? I don't. Right.
So this is the whole thing. Mark could not be more excited. He's giving the keynote speech.
Yeah. But so the thing about this conference that really stuck out to me, it's that these people are very isolated. So there's like the Mark Sargents of the world who are very, and that guy Nathan who's super aggressive. There's that side of it. But then you see these people speaking at this conference and they're really lonely and they found their tribe to them.
Uh-huh.
I think some of them are just like, why? It's just Flat Earth. And that's what's the most dangerous, because
yeah,
you have these very vulnerable people and the Mark Sargent saying, but it's not just Flat Earth.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, well, these are my friends. And it's just like, and here we go.
Yeah.
Because some of them seem very sweet.
100%. And then, you know, we see all these different people are like making their speeches. And then Mark gets up there to make the keynote address. He's taking questions from the audience. And this little kid,
he's 12. I can't.
12 years old, gets up.
You go.
I was wondering, how high do you think the dome is?
How old are you?
12.
Good for you.
First of all, the kid asks a question that Mark never answers, which is, how high is the dome?
He never answers anything.
Instead of answering the question, he's just like going back and forth with this kid about how old he is and how he got there.
Thank you, by the way, and thank you for coming. Did you come here with your parents? Did you sneak out of school? How'd you get here?
I came here with my parents.
Right on. Where are your parents?
Right over there.
Thank you, guys.
He never answers the question. You guys, how high is the dome?
But more importantly,
there are no more important questions than that, Jillian.
These garbage parents
right,
took their
yeah,
kid out of school.
They're probably unvaccinated child.
To come here.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, that, again, it's just dangerous.
Yeah.
And Mark tells this story, and I don't even believe it, really, but, like, he got some letter about how these people are saying, oh, my grandkids are, like, telling all their friends about Flat Earth, and they're, like, protesting in the science room.
Right.
You guys!
I know.
Where does it end? Even the Flat Earthers are saying, like, I'm divorced. Like, I don't speak to my family. Like,
yep,
this is ruining their lives, too, so they can't give it up.
Right, right.
They've lost so much.
Yes.
What are they going to do?
It's true. And one of our scientist friends says to us, like,
say you lose faith in this thing. What then happens to my personal relationships? And what's the benefit of me of doing that? Will the mainstream people welcome me back? No, they couldn't care less. But have I now lost all my friends in this community? Yes. So suddenly you're doubly isolated.
So they ask Mark, who's wearing like a light up bow tie. I can't.
I kind of like the light up bow tie.
But they have matching glasses too. It's like, I know you want attention. Get it. And he's kind of, I'm like, what is he saying here? And through like his ramblings, he basically says like, I couldn't leave if I wanted to. And then he does this whole grandstanding thing where he's like, if I wanted to leave, they'd say, no, Mark, you can't leave. You can't leave. And then it realizing what that statement means.
Right. He's stuck no matter what.
And the voice in his head's getting a little louder.
Because you always said that you think that Mark is not all in on this.
I think there's something that is always kind of like tapping him on the shoulder. Like, I mean, he went to go see the eclipse.
He's
interested in it. He likes it.
Yep.
It's not a movie set, Mark. You know this.
Totally.
You know, and he can't. He keeps like suppressing that little voice. And I think it's gone from a tap to a whisper. And now it's getting a little louder by the day, I think.
And what I think is dangerous about that is the louder that voice gets, the more he has to double down.
100%.
Yeah.
It's scary.
It's an important point because there's no room in this flat earth group for people who like are questioning or people who are like rethinking their thoughts.
Either you're with us or against us.
100%.
That's how the community appears. And they're taking all these pictures with their hands flat out. Like it's their peace sign.
Right.
I can't. And so we get like another time where Mark doesn't answer the question.
Yeah.
Some journalist asks what you just asked. Like, why don't you just go to the end of the earth then? Why don't you just go, Mark? And just go.
Why not like raise the money and like do an exploration and find the edge of the earth?
Oh, spoilers. We have acquired funding. It was only a matter of time before we were going to get money. So now the experiments start ramping up.
Like, answer the question. Like, he's so frustrating.
Right, right.
And he's like, we have acquired funding. No, you haven't.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, no, we just can't say. Why can't you say anything?
Right.
Why aren't you screaming about it and recruiting all these people? Why? Because it's not real.
Oh, exactly. So remember that show, the Globusters show?
Uh-huh.
So earlier in the documentary, we see that they're setting up for this one test. And it's kind of a smart test where they are taking like planks. The planks are like 3/4 mile apart. And they drill a little hole. And the idea is that we're going to shine a light. We're going to line these planks up. And we're going to prove to you when the laser goes from this board to that board, you know, a mile away,
right,
and it hits the board in exactly the same place, there's no curvature of the earth, mm-hmm, and the earth is flat.
Right.
So we started that. They did this experiment once and it didn't work. And so now the movie ends with this same group of people doing this experiment again. And there's like 10 people and they're being super scientific about it.
If you're seeing through this hole, through the next hole, and seeing the light at the backboard, or at 17 feet off the water, the earth is flat. If he's holding it up at 23 feet high and we're seeing the light, well, that's because the earth's curved. So I should only be able to see it when it's at 17 feet.
If they have to lift the board up in order for the light beam to hit it, then there obviously is the curvature of the earth. So the test starts and you hear the guy shining the light being like, you're holding the board, right? I can't see it.
Enrique, how high is your light?
17 feet.
I mean, we don't see you, Enrique.
And the guy goes, hold it up over your head.
He, like, says, like, as he's saying it, he's proving himself wrong.
Yeah.
Lift up your light way above your head.
And the guy holds the board up over his head, and you just hear him go, there it is.
And he goes, well, that's interesting.
Interesting.
That's, shit.
And then it just goes to the credits, and you're just like, oh, what on earth?
Literally, on the round earth. What on the round earth?
Don't forget, come see us live June 29th. It's our Pride show. Tickets are going really fast. It's the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. We're covering Stonewall Uprising, the definitive documentary about the Stonewall riots.
Yes.
The day of the show, you guys, I'm doing 4 tours in the village. Anybody with a ticket is welcome to join us. We're going to get some quality time before the show. I'm going to show you all around the village, all my favorite spots, all of my favorite spots from gay history, from New York movie history, from New York TV show history.
And everyone is welcome.
As long as you have bought a ticket to the show, you're welcome. The week before the show, we're sending out signups.
Mm-hmm.
We have an email list of everybody who bought tickets. All those people are going to get the signups, and then you're joining me on the tour.
Yeah.
You guys, don't forget to check out our Patreon if you want more of us.
And who doesn't?
And who doesn't? Get our episode-by-episode coverage of Lorena, Serial, The Staircase, The Jinx, Making a Murderer.
Also, ad-free versions of these eps.
Yeah, 10 bucks an episode, you get ad-free versions of these episodes. And you guys, at the $20 level, you get a little bonus thing every month. This month, today, right now, we're mailing out the thing that the $20 level is getting this month.
Yeah. Ooh, I wonder what it is.
You get a little something in the mail sometimes. Sometimes you get a little video or a little bonus, like AMA, whatever.
A little extra love.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah.
You guys, at the very, very end of this episode, after the palate cleanser, we're pulling the name out of the hat for the garbage bell.
Oh, and the palate cleanser we decided like weeks ago.
Define gravity.
Obviously.
Girl, what are we doing next?
Upstairs Inferno.
You guys, this documentary called The Upstairs Inferno, it happened in New Orleans in 1973. It was a fire in a gay bar.
It's really horrible.
It killed 33 people. It's an unsolved arson. It's a fascinating story. It's a little piece of gay history for Gay Pride Month.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more excited to share that with you.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
Yeah. It's a great documentary. We've already recorded it. It's a great episode. And we're going to New Orleans for CrimeCon and for our live show. So we're excited to like visit the actual place where it happened when we get there.
Yeah. Just a little, you know, Pride, New Orleans. We got it all together for you.
Girl, where can they find us?
You can go to our website, truecrimeobsessed.com, for promo codes and episodes and Patreon and all our events, our live events, all that good stuff. We are at True Crime Obsess on the Twitter, at True Crime Obsess Podcast on the Insta.
And follow us on the Insta, you guys. We're up to like over 30,000 Instagram followers.
That's ridiculous.
I know. I do Insta stories every day. It's just fun. It's a fun place to come hang out with
us. It's as ridiculous as thinking the earth is flat.
All right, you guys, stay tuned for the trailer for The Upstairs Inferno, our outtakes, and our palate cleanser. And after that, we are pulling the winner of our garbage bell.
Yeah, the original. Don't worry, we're getting another one.
We're getting another one. It's not going anywhere.
No.
But stay tuned to the very, very end.
Carabelle.
All right, we love you. Bye.
Bye, love you. Thank you.
The upstairs was my safe haven. It was the one I loved most of all. It's the usual beer bus. Everybody's laughing and cutting up and talking. You know, and dancing. All of a sudden you heard people screaming, from laughter to screaming.
For years, it was the worst mass murder of gay and lesbians in American history.
I could see the glow of the flames, and all of a sudden the fire just ripped across the upstairs lounge.
Bodies burned so bad that there was nothing left but the bones, and they were seared to the floor.
I saw the Reverend's body hanging halfway out the window.
I knew him. I never got to grieve.
On the street after the fire, it was like just chaos.
The smell of a burning building, the smell of burning flesh.
And I just kept looking through the crowd, hoping to see Reggie and Adam.
Everybody was trying to find out who had made it out, who had perished.
I didn't just lose my lover, I lost 32 of my best friends, too.
We were damaged emotionally. I'd try to sleep at night, I'd wake up with nightmares, I'd see those people burning.
I kept expecting him to come through the door. I'd get up and fix breakfast and lay his clothes out for work and everything like he was going to get up and go to work. I don't think I ever felt loneliness in my life until that point.
New Orleans has robbed me of my innocence, my childhood.
And I tell God, I said, well, thank you. You saved my life. Thank you for not letting me burn up. And I'd say, but next time, just let me die.
It shows what can happen through hate. Somebody was angry and full of hate, and they took it out on everybody in there.
This guy, Mark Sargent, who, again, is always wearing a t-shirt that says, my name is Mark Sargent, something I'm adopting. Look for me at Crime Con with the I Am Jillian Pensavalli t-shirt.
Yeah, go to... Peddler's like, they might be handling your food. Like, that's why she's like, you go into the office. Is someone a flat earther? Is the person handling your food a flat earther? It's like, did they wash their hands? Irrelevant. Are they a flat earther? But there's saying things, and you're like, what? Like, Mark Sargent is taking us around his mom's house.
Right.
And showing, he has flat earth everything, clocks and his coffee table. Uh-huh. Like, no, it's like, we get it, you're a flat earther. Like, right. It's so annoying.
Could you imagine if I wore, like, a podcast necklace?
Seriously.
A podcast, like, my mug is like a microphone.
Ask me about podcasting on your shirt. It's ridiculous. It's like, it's just annoying. No matter what your thing is.
Right.
Even if you were a rounder.
Right.
Or even if you were like...
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Are we rounders?
I am now. I don't want to hear about it all the time.
Right.
Shut up. I can't.
You need to have something else to talk about. So we're back to Mark's mom. And just for the record, she hasn't told a whole lot of people about this.
No. She didn't tell the Bridge Club, did she?
No.
She did not.
I hope you're happy now that you're choosing this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss. I really hope you get it and you don't live to regret it. I hope you're happy in the end. I hope you're happy, my
We're giving away the original garbage bell.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, are you ready? Reach into that bag. You guys, Steve Payne's taking Lee.
Wait, hold on. I know. Steve worked very hard on
he
this.
He worked really
hard. Steve, we appreciate you.
I know.
You.
We love you, boo.
Okay.
All right, pull one out.
This what one got? Feels good. Okay.
Read it.
Ryanair.
Ooh, Ryanair. Ooh. What is it? Is it what do they have to say?
Subject. Thank God I found you. Girl, same. 5 stars. I, like so many others, love true crime and stumbled upon this gem of a podcast. Oh,
aww.
My God. I mainly just love that Jillian and Patrick can finish each other's sandwiches. That and their dial-up internet impression. Great show. Thank you.
Wait, is there a handle on there?
Ryanair 303.
Is that Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram.
Oh, my God, you guys. All right, Ryan, we're going to reach out to you. We're going to get this to you.
Thank you so much for that amazing review. And I'm going to smooch it extra hard for you. The bell, that is.
Everybody who left us a 5-star review, thank you so much. This is just the beginning of the contest.
Yeah.
Stick around for, like, we're just going to, the contests are going to be crazy for the rest of the year and going forward.
The sky's the limit. We'll see what happens.
The limit, yeah. All right, you guys, that's it. We love you.
Yes, we love you. Thank you for listening and hanging out with us.
And congrats to our Garbage Bell winner.
Yes.
All right, bye.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now. Save